everyone, this is Rain for Res Life. This story used to be one of my favorites when I was a little kid, because my dad would stumble and squint, reaching out his hand in front of him, and act the whole thing out. Obviously, you can't see me, but if you close your eyes and listen, I bet this story will come to life for you too. When I was about 23, I had a job in Georgia Hill Country, and each night I had to do a few sweeps of the caves nearby to scare off teenagers and point stragglers in the right direction. I carried a big utility lantern wherever I went and had spare glow sticks in my pocket. Out here, the dark could be a serious threat to your safety. One night, late into the summer, I'll never forget, we had reports of teenagers partying in the area, and drinking didn't mix well with wandering through caves or down hills. I must have walked that path 20 times, guiding teens back to the parking lot, helping friends find each other. I had one with a twisted ankle who needed help down the last hill. Then, around 1 a.m., I was doing another sweep. I started at the furthest cave, and I was working my way back. At the third one, I thought I heard a noise. I don't usually go more than 40 or 50 feet inside. You try being alone in the pitch-black cave, miles from the nearest light bulb. But I had definitely heard something. So I walked about 30 feet down each route in the cave system, and I listened. Suddenly, I heard the noise again. I froze. I didn't know what that was, and it really didn't sound like bats or bears or anything else I knew. I held my lantern high, trying to see further down the tunnel. Light bounced off the walls as my lantern swung, and just then a noise started and then stopped. Then I heard something moving. Something moving towards me. Something with more than two legs. I turned and I started to leave, holding the lantern low in front of me to light my path. And suddenly, the creature moving toward me stopped. It stopped so suddenly I had to turn and look. What was it? I held my lantern high and I peered into the darkness around me that was thick and black as the darkest ink. And there, on the edge of my lantern's light, stood a pair of teenagers. As I watched, they squinted and looked around them. Their fear was visceral. I could feel their panic as they slowly scrambled on all hands and knees towards my light. I might have been even more terrified of them than I would have of a predator. Their terror was so intense, and their desperation to reach the light so palpable that I can still see their faces to this day. 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 7 puts it this way, quote, "Now the message that we have heard from his Son and announce is this: God is light, and there is no darkness at all in him. If then we say that we have fellowship with him and yet at the same time live in the darkness, we are lying both in our words and in our actions. But if we live in the light, just as he is in the light, then we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from every sin." End quote. Truth is just like that lantern my dad was holding in that cave. Those two teens had been lost for hours in the blackness of the cave and would probably have died if they hadn't seen the light in the darkness. In our life, we can stumble and die in the darkness of this world or live in God's glorious light.